It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On today's show, we are joined by the telephone by the Vice Chair of the Tuolumne County Supervisors, Ryan Campbell. We're going to talk about things like the census count, the budget, and the impacts of COVID-19. Supervisor Campbell, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me, BJ.
I'll ask you first about the census count locally in Tuolumne County, because I know that's something that you have taken a lead on among the board. And there were some delays with COVID-19, but what is kind of the current status of the census count here locally?
Yeah, the census is near and dear to my heart. I was a census taker back in the 2000 census, and it's an extremely important part of how our democracy operates. It's how we reapportion the House of Representatives for our states. It also helps determine about $800 billion in funding for cities and counties. So by getting a larger count in Tuolumne County, each person makes a huge difference. So it actually comes down to dollars and cents for us. And right now we're doing okay. Obviously there have been some impacts, and the reporting that I've heard is that the count has been going a lot slower than we had predicted. Self-reporting, which is people filling out their census forms on their own, started on April 1st, and that deadline to do self-reporting has been extended to October 31st. Now, census enumerators are going door-to-door right now and helping people fill out their forms and getting that important data so that we can make decisions about our community and what we'd like to see in the future.
And I know you've taken an active role, as I mentioned, when it comes to the census count. Is ATCA, the local organization, kind of overseeing it?
Yeah, so the county received money from the state to administer the census-taking outreach in our community. And so we have contracted with ATCA, and they're doing fantastic work on that. People can visit the county's website, www.tuolumnecounty.ca.gov. There's a tab there with census information that people can click to get more information about it, where they can pick up their census forms, how to file online. If they need help, they can get in contact with a friendly person that will help them fill out their forms. And then you can also go directly to the federal census website, which is 2020census.gov, and you can fill out your census form there as well.
So if people get these packets and they decide to just blow it off and not fill it out, what are kind of the negative consequences?
Yeah, it's important for many reasons. For one thing, it's part of all of our civic duties to participate in the census. It's actually codified in the Constitution for a country, so it's a very fundamental part of being an American, just like serving on a jury or voting. But getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, it actually means money for our county. Part of how the funding for payment in lieu of taxes, which is it's essentially a fee that the federal government pays to Tuolumne County for all of the federal lands that we have within the county, which is about 75% of our land area is federal lands. So that calculation is done in part through the census. And so every person that is not counted means it will cost the county money, which we then will have less for programs, parks, law enforcement, all of the things people have come to expect. So it's very important for operating our government. It also tells us kind of where the priorities are in the community. What do we look like as a community? So it's if you're a data geek like I am, it's extremely important. And when it comes right down to it, it means more money for our county, the more people who are counted.
So fill it out, drop it in the mail, or go online and do it.
Please fill it out. Go to 2020census.gov or Tuolumne County's website, tuolumnecounty.ca.gov, and you can get more information there.
Also want to ask you a little bit about some virtual town hall meetings you've been holding as supervisor. I know you've had one in the past and have one on the horizon as well, looking at some of the impacts of social services and programs in the county. So first off, you know, what are you kind of hearing, you know, when it comes to the challenges right now that we're witnessing for those programs?
Yeah, well, our first panel discussion was 4 weeks ago. This is the new normal. And we covered a broad range of subjects, and I think it was very successful. We got some really positive feedback from that, kind of focusing on what are people going to do and what is our future going to look like as we navigate COVID-19 and potentially after. So we decided to hold another meeting. It looks like we're probably going to be doing this monthly. The next panel discussion will be on Friday, June 5th at 4 p.m., and you can check the Tuolumne County webpage, tuolumnecounty.ca.gov, to sign up for that Zoom meeting. You can also go to our county's public health page or check us out on Facebook. And so there's a lot of ways to sign up there. But, you know, really the inspiration for this came from the fact that it is clear to all of us that people are suffering. People have lost their jobs. Our social structures have changed in ways that we could not have predicted before. I mean, we're dealing with a once in every several generation. No one in living memory has ever faced anything like this. And so we're going to have to plan for what the future is going to look like. And for many of the people that are struggling, there are resources available, but the difficulty is always putting those people together with the resources that are available. So those are just kind of the broad goals that we're trying to accomplish with these discussions. And I encourage everyone from the public to participate. The more voices we have in there, the better sense of what our community's needs will be.
So during the first Zoom town hall, what were kind of some of the main topics then?
Well, I think schools was a major topic. Our community runs on the school schedule. I mean, that is the clock that we all operate on, all of us that have kids or even those of us that don't, and finding when schools are going to open and how that's going to look like is a question that's heavy on everyone's mind. And so working with the superintendent of schools, we sort of had a really informational discussion about that. There aren't many answers yet as to when schools will open or how that's going to look. And so just hearing that frustration from the community is important. The other thing is looking at senior citizens. We have a very high older population in our county. And so we are kind of creating this entire older generation of shut-ins because these social networks that people used to depend on at the senior center or at so many of our recreational opportunities in the county have just completely stopped. And so we kind of came up with this idea of please call your neighbor, call somebody down the street, just have a phone call with people to know that they're still connected and you're still thinking about them. Because it's easy to forget that, you know, there are many people in our community that don't have family structures, they basically live off of their friends and their community. And so when you take that away, it makes people struggle. We've seen increase in need for services from behavioral health, for example, in this area. So just please call your neighbors, call your friends, call somebody that you maybe haven't talked to, maybe have a number in your phone that is an acquaintance, just call them up, see how they're doing. I think that can go a long way to keeping people connected.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking to Supervisor Ryan Campbell on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up our conversation in just a minute.